Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Anthony, what will be some of the major engineering challenges of the 33 project where they'll be covering that up?
Well, that's a great question. So there'll be a whole host of engineering issues that need to be solved as part of this project, and drawing from multiple disciplines. So structural engineering, geotechnical engineering, fire engineering, transportation engineering, environmental engineering, all of these have to come together to successfully influence the outcome of an infrastructure project of this magnitude.
What will be the biggest challenge as far as making sure this project works and the neighborhoods are reconnected?
I think there's sort of two things that are linked together. One is the logistics of doing this correctly, making sure that the project doesn't sort of impede natural business and flow of people within the city. And then the second thing, and my background is in soils and soils engineering, is sort of the unique soil and bedrock conditions within Buffalo. So part of the Kensington is essentially founded on bedrock, which means there's going to be some very interesting work that needs to go on to lower those sections. And then some of Buffalo is on clay soils, which are much easier to deal with, but have other engineering concerns that go along with them.
You worked on the Big Dig in Boston. How does this project compare to the Boston Big Dig?
It's sort of like a scaled down version of it. The one in Boston was a much longer section through the heart of the city. This sort of goes through a neighborhood that was once connected. And same thing in Boston. You know, you had the North End that was once part of Boston that got essentially separated by the Central Artery Tunnel project, and or rather brought back together by the Central Artery Tunnel project. And you'll see something very similar here in Buffalo, where you'll stitch back together two neighborhoods that were once cohesive.
How do you go about making neighborhoods cohesive, allowing for traffic under this cohesive neighborhood without impeding the businesses, without impeding what's already been happening in that section of the Kensington Expressway?
Well, that's a really good question. I think, you know, with most people traveling on the Kensington Expressway, I'd say probably the majority of those people aren't getting off in, they're trying to get into the downtown area, is my opinion there. What this will do is allow more flow of traffic from sort of local travelers to frequent businesses and establishments within the local area, and bringing those back together and bringing back together a neighborhood. You know, I think much like we see with the Big Dig now, 20 years later, I think in 20 years from now, we'll look back on this and say, wow, I wish we did this sooner.
Sal, how long do you think this is going to take to be done effectively?
That really depends on a lot of things. You really can't attach a timeline to something until you really investigate and see what you're dealing with. So until people go out and look at what are the potential challenges and start doing some reconnaissance and some sampling of soils and rocks in the area, I don't think you can attach a real timeline to that. It really depends, and there could be things that add on time, and there could be things that are time savers. So until we have more information, I think it's a little early to say what that will take. I'm really excited for this. We've seen in sort of the last two decades, projects like this sort of bring cities back together, and the effects of this go just beyond single infrastructure projects, you know, pulling a city back together and making a, you know, more of a single unit of a city has had extremely beneficial and positive results in cities around the world. So I very much look forward to this.
How vital could this be to rejuvenating Buffalo, especially that section of Buffalo?
I think this is a key component of that. I think in 20 years, we'll look back on this as a catalyst for pulling Buffalo back together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.